Our guest this moment is Mavis Salazar. She's an advocate for health and education. She's an herbalist. Her company is Grandma's House of Herbs and Cures, a holistic health center right here in Denver. Good morning, Mavis.
Good morning.
We have caught you just back from Guatemala. I want to hear all about that. But first, you've got to start us out with maybe the entry point, chocolate. What we enjoy as chocolate didn't start on a bar hanging on a branch.
That's so true. So the cacao is actually a cacao fruit.
Okay.
So it's a big, giant plant that they're able to grab out of the tree and cut down, and inside of it you'll find the seeds of the cacao, and the seeds are actually what we make chocolate out of.
Okay, big like a basketball.
A melon.
Yeah. And hard on the outside?
Yeah. And they have the fruit, that the meat of the fruit is pretty thick.
Yeah.
And then inside of it, the seeds are actually coated with white gel that is so full of antibiotics and definitely a lot of vitamins and nutrition. And then when you get to the seed, they're just black. They're just coated with a light dress. So it's really a wonderful seed.
So the cacao plant is processed,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it to make all the chocolate that we consume in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there must be, you know, whole countries with cacao plants.
Well, I know in Guatemala there is there's definitely a lot of cacao plants in Guatemala, and there's different regions that just focus on the cacao itself.
Our guest is Mavis Salazar from Grandmother's House of Herbs and Cures Education Center. She's presenting on the power of the cacao plant tomorrow at the Museo de las Americas, 861 Santa Fe Drive, museo.org. But this cacao, Arturo and I were joking about when Columbus came back to Spain and said, "Guess what I found?" And it's changed the world. I mean, mm-hmm. chocolate, men, women, everybody loves chocolate.
Well, it's a sacred herb. It's a sacred seed. And what that means is, back in the time of the Mayan people, they used it as money. They used it as currency. So it was not only for food, currency, medicine, sacredness in the different ceremonies, a way to better your life, to make your life a little bit sweeter. There's just a thousand things that you can do with the cacao, because it was so sacred to the people, they used it for everything.
Where do you find cacao when it's native form? Is there, like, can you find it at King Soopers or
no.
Safeway? Or?
No, I do have some at my store.
You have some?
I do bring them in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Grandmother's House of Herbs and Cures Education Center. We're going to post a link to this, but the website, ghhcec.com, and on Facebook. You've just returned from Guatemala studying more about mm-hmm. herbs, the way they've been used historically in the
right.
Americas. When I saw you yesterday preparing for this, you were a little jet lagged, but really excited about what
yeah.
you learned from these grandmothers.
Right.
Up in the highlands.
Yes. I am so honored to be able to go down there. I do spiritual journeys where I do take people with me to Guatemala to come and study with me. And the women from the elders in Guatemala, not Guatemala City, in the highlands of Guatemala, they are able to present us the way that they use the herbs, how they prepare their bodies, how they prepare to be able to go and pick the plants, when to pick the plants, how to pick the plants, how to communicate with the plants, because it's all about the communication with the plants. And once you have that communication, you connect with their spirit, and then you're able to connect with the spirit of the person that's ill, and that's how you communicate with each other to bring wellness to yourself.
Oh, so this is herbs for wellness.
Yes.
And there's kind of a movement mm-hmm. going on. In fact, medicine originally comes from a lot of, you know, they get the idea of what to do with pharmaceuticals from plants
right.
and herbs. So you're like the original.
Right. You got it. Because there's a whole preparation. It's not just picking the plants, like how we learn in America. You can pick this plant and this property and this, that, and the other. It's more of the connection with the plant.
And Mavis, it's often said that the Aztecs considered the mm-hmm. elixir of cacao is something, you know, sacred. Now, they drink it straight from the fruit, that elixir, the white gel that you mentioned, or was it already beginning to be a process that they would consume?
Well, you're going to just have to come to the presentation tomorrow to find that out. Because we are going to go through the process and show you how to make it.
Well, that's good. I don't blame you. A magician never reveals their secrets.
Unless you come for the lecture.
Mavis Salazar is presenting at Museo de las Americas tomorrow, May 22nd, from 6 to 7:30. And she runs Grandmother's House of Herbs and Cures Education Center. Fabulous. I think we've just scratched the surface. And you've got a lot more to teach us about herbs and the benefit that that they can be, not just in the harvest, in the production, because we can get very industrial with making chocolate. I mean, we need a lot of cacao plants, but you're really talking about connecting with herbs in a more holistic way, spiritual way.
Yes.
Mavis Salazar. Now we're hungry, man. We've had the barbecue. We've had the cacao. It's a great day. Thank you, Mavis.
Thank you for inviting me here.